Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son, and I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Pat in regards to a mountain laurel plant that was, you know, turning like bronzy, yellowy type on the leaves and wondering what was going on. So I've seen a lot of this spring is what we call winter damage. And what it is when the winter, we have a windy winter, we have a lot of on and off snow cover. So when it snows, then snow goes away, then all of a sudden the snow's back week after week, kind of like we did this winter. You're noticing a lot of damage on your evergreens. And I feel as though that's what's going on with this laurel here, just based on that. Unless you're starting to see your leaves become more chlorotic versus brown and bronze, that's what would change, you know, my thought process. That's where I would look. Sometimes, you know, if it's losing the leaves are very chlorotic or something like that, maybe it's just not enough iron or fertilizer. One of the things that made me feel as though it could be this is you said there's an oak tree near it. Oaks are very heavy feeders, which means they're going to take fertilizer from wherever they can. They're like the bully in the playground, but in this area where they will just take the fertilizer from wherever it comes. And so a laurel like that might not be able to take it up as quickly as the oak. So I would look at using a holly tone at this time to fertilize it. And I'd fertilize it either way, even if it's chlorotic from an insect or bronze, because they're both, something's going on where it needs fertilizer. So holly tone is what is needed to be fertilized for this plant, this laurel, to make it stronger. What you're going to want to do is you're going to want to place the fertilizer at what they call the drip line. So the drip line is however wide the leaves are or the branching. That's mm-hmm. the drip line. Okay. So what I like to do is I follow the package to a T. And so, you know, the circle around it, I make four holes in like a circle outside, about, you know, a couple inches wide. But the thing is, we want to go down to the bottom of where the shovel would be when you put it into the ground, right? So 6 inches deep. We don't want it to be right on the top. We want it to be about 6 inches deep. and then split that fertilizer in equally into the four holes. Fill, backfill with soil, and then water thoroughly.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's going to definitely help bring it back a bit from some of this winter damage. Now, it's being a shrub, so what you're going to want to do for measurement-wise is 1 cup per foot of drip line diameter. So however wide it is. Okay, so if it's 3 feet or larger, you double the quantity that you need. So say it's, you know, let's say it's 4 feet wide, we need a total of 8 cups. So then you split that by 4, so it's 2 cups in each hole. Now, if it were an insect going on there, and you'll be able to tell when, you'll be able to tell the difference if it's, you know, more chlorotic. And when I say chlorotic, I mean almost like something has, like, pierced the leaf and pulled out the green and leaving yellow to it, right? A lot of times it can be a scale, something in that family. And so what I would look to do, if that is the case, is spray with an all-seasons oil. Right, so an all-seasons oil can be used, as it states, all seasons.
Right?
The only thing you don't want to do is if it's 85 or warmer, you don't want to spray it at that point because it's just too hot. It's like putting oil on our skin, then walking out in the sun and expecting not to get a burn.
Right.
Okay.
Well, we'd like it a little warmer than the 50s around here.
I get it. Today's supposed to be warm. At least where I am, right. I'm hitting 70, so I'll take it.
Good. Now I have chickens. Should I put chicken manure around them?
You could put the chicken manure. What I would do is just let the manure sit in a pile in the sun a little bit, so it dries it out a little bit. Right.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Cause
it's almost like composts it. You don't want it completely fresh, but. You know,
no, it's not. It's not. Yeah.
Yeah. So if it's not, that's perfect.
And we haven't mulched them. These we blow the leaves away every year. Should we leave some mulch around them?
You could. That's going to help keep some of the moisture in. And what you could do is, you know, like I've been saying, I've kind of said it a number of times today, and I'm finding that it's a better option is find a mulch that is aged. Like an enriching mulch or something that's a number, you know, at least 9 months old. Because what happens is it has the organic material that is starting to leach into the soil and adding those organic materials. So that's going to help along the way. And then one more thing that I will recommend for you to do, because we had such a weird winter, there was damage to these, using next fall, using either wilt proof or wilt stop on there. You might never have had to prior, but the way the winter was, where the snow was here one day and then a week later it wasn't and then it was snowing again, the freeze thaw effect was drying the plants out. And I don't know about you, but I've noticed the wind is probably the worst wind, like consistently, that I've ever seen. And so it's drying those plants out and taking the moisture out of the plants from the leaves, not from the ground. And the way to fix that is that wilt stop or wilt proof. You spray it over them. It lasts about 3 months and it holds moisture in the plant and allows it to not be dried out by the wind.
Okay. Now, the soil there in the, what we call a lawn, which only as hard as can be, and I know I should have some of that love your soil in there. I was planning on doing that. Could I use that on my vegetable flower gardens too? And in the area?
If the area is compacted, maybe it's lacking in a little bit of nutrients here and there. But I bet you some of those nutrients are just stuck. Because what happens, like we, you know, when it's compact soil, nutrients just can't go anywhere. And so that love your soil or the sulfur by natural alternative,
right.
Either one of those, being using it, And if it's really compact, to be honest, you can use it in 6-week intervals, 3 applications in a season.
Right.
And what you'll notice at the end of the season is a lot of those nutrients, you might actually have some really great plants this year. But next year, you got to start back up and adding some of those nutrients, maybe even at the end of the season, you know, the vegetable garden, adding some manure, some sort of mix, some, you know, leaf compost or something like that over the top, for over winter for it to break down and go into the soil, to just basically enrich the soil for next season. Because when we use a product like Love Your Soil, it's draining the nutrients, but in a good way. It's allowing the nutrients to be completely activated versus just washing through. And so, but over time, we're taking out a lot of those nutrients that have been there, and there's not as many. So we just want to make sure that we do replenish them when the time comes.
Now, this soil's got also tons of moss. Do I have to get rid of the moss for it?
I would get rid of the moss, right?
Mm-hmm. What would you recommend?
Moss Max. Moss Max is a granular form or liquid form. Works in 24 hours. Then you have to remove the moss. You can't just leave it because it can just come back. Then use that Love Your Soil or sulfur and use it multiple times. It's going to break up that moss and you're going to have a better area.
Well, thank you very, very much.
All right, Pat, you have a great one. We'll be back.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap Seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your bio-advanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from bio-advanced science-based solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Tom's in Manchester.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Appreciate this, Patrick. I have a dwarf river birch, and for the last few years, when it, after it blooms out, I guess you would say, every year develops this, like a worm or something on all the leaves. It spreads out, and it's not having any long-term effects on the tree. It's just very unsightly. And as it's just now starting to bud out, I'm wondering if there's something I can treat it with to prevent this.
Okay, so real quick, is it when the caterpillar's on there, does it create like a webbing on it, or is it just eating the leaves?
Actually, neither. It's like little white, quarter-inch, I say worms or something like that, but it's like little bumps.
Okay. So it's bumps on, like, the branching or on the leaves?
Strictly on the leaves. It'll start on one side, and throughout the season it'll spread out.
Okay. So it's – are they moving or they, I just
– They are not. It's I call it a worm, but it's really – you can't really see what it is other than a raised white bump, I guess, is a much better way of putting it.
Okay. So sometimes there's it almost creates like a gall from it, but it's usually from an insect. like a sawfly. They kind of will sit there. I'm trying to think because a lot of times what, you know, some of the major issues that happen are like Japanese beetles can eat them, tent caterpillar, fall webworms, cankerworm, and you're seeing it just on the leaves.
Yeah, just on the leaves. There, and I mean, each leaf has probably 15, 20 of them eventually.
Now, so does it change the color of the leaf long term? Like, does it almost like where those bumps are?
Mm-hmm.
Has it turned to like bronze?
Yes.
Okay. So you might have like a birch leaf minor, on there. I'm trying to, it's something that, excuse me, that will overwinter in the soil, mm-hmm. and then will kind of create like a, skeletonized almost, not completely, but, take the leaves and kind of break them up, make them so they look like the major issues from it. So, what can we do to get rid of this? And I think it's a sawfly, or which is in the same family as that leaf miner for the birch. A lot of times, it's a systemic. That you need to use to take care of it. And this is the time, because what's happening is it's the leaves are starting, so it's fresh. And so if we can get this in there, this systemic will actually, absorb into it and then go into the leaves. And when these insects try to feed off of it, it will kill the insects. So the product that you should be using would be the Bonai tree and shrub, the annual tree and shrub.
Sure.
You've probably heard us talk about it for like woolly adelgid, for a number of other things, but this is a systemic that you use it as a soil drench that you would just honestly just pour it over the base with a root flare and use it that way. I'm trying to get you the measurements of it at the same time so we can know how much you need before. So how big is the birch?
About 8 to 10 feet tall and the same in width.
Okay. So what I want you to do is hang tight with me during the break because I can find out that information. So hang tight. I'm going to take that break. I'll be back in a few. For everybody else, phone number 855-660-4261.
Your lawn destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. troops are helping train Ukrainian soldiers on the use of heavy weapons in their fight against Russia. The Pentagon saying that besides the artillery training in Germany,
this new training effort in Germany and at other locations in Europe is in direct support of recent U.S. security assistance packages that are designed to help Ukraine win their battles today and build strength for tomorrow.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby, Ukrainian soldiers are also being trained on using radar systems and armored vehicles. Gas prices are up this weekend. The latest AAA station survey showing the national average price for regular has jumped 2 cents to land at $4.17. California drivers still dealing with the highest prices in the nation, shelling out $5.72 a gallon. You're listening to USA Radio News. Republicans are calling on the Senate to terminate its contract with Citibank. The bank recently announced it would pay employees in states with anti-abortion laws to travel to other states to abort their babies. Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines saying Citi's decision to finance abortion tourism for its employees in brazen circumvention of state law shows a reckless disregard for the lives of preborn children. A new NPR Marist poll shows 52% of Hispanic voters say they would support a Republican candidate for Congress, while only 39% would favor a Democratic candidate. The same poll showed that parents with children under 18 favored Republicans over Democrats by a 60-39 margin, and that voters under 45 were more Republican than those over 45. Amber Heard is set to testify in the Johnny Depp defamation trial starting next week. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Tom. And we were discussing the possibility of having a borer or a miner in his birch tree. And so we were 8 feet tall. I think you said 10 feet wide. Was that correct?
Yeah, 8 to 10 feet wide.
And how many trunks are there?
I'd say there are three at the most.
Okay.
Dwarf river birch.
So the reason why I ask is for measurement's sake of how much product to use. So they actually say right on here, excuse me, what we do is we measure the circumference, so the distance around the tree trunk, at chest height, right? So each trunk needs to be measured the circumference. So if you've got three and they each are, let's just call it 4 inches for sake of argument, just for ease. So you'll have 12 inches of circumference altogether for the three trees. Now, you are going to use 1 ounce of this product per inch of circumference, right? So 1 ounce per inch of circumference. So right now we're at 12 inches, so you're looking at 12 ounces, right? You mix that with water. A lot of people just put it in a gallon of water because this is something that doesn't need to be diluted. This isn't something that is like a concentrate that you, if you're spraying, it's going to affect. This is something that just needs to be into the soil for a drench. Okay?
So, one quick question.
Sure, go ahead.
It's a dwarf river birch.
Yep.
So at chest height, they're all like little twigs at chest height.
Yeah, so, you know, let's look at the majority of it on a dwarf. Let's cut it in half, go at about 2 feet, right, versus the four.
Yep.
Okay. So I want to explain a little bit more on how to apply this because, you know, I said mix it in a gallon of water, but the idea here is you actually
want to use it to the root zone as like a band around the base of the tree. Okay, so you're going to use, apply one of the gallon of solution in a circular band from the base of the tree outward for about 2 feet. Okay? What you could do from there is, what I might do is just for, so we can get that whole area, right? So say we're at 12 inches. So use 6 ounces in 1 gallon. Do half of it, but water, you know, 2 feet out for half. And then do 6 ounces in the another gallon and do the other half. So we're spreading it evenly, right?
Okay.
Because it might feel like if you're doing 1 gallon and 12 ounces, that's going to be empty real quick, right? But you're doing it on the first 2 feet out from the trunk, okay? And what that's going to do is that's going to get it into the, absorb into the root system. It translocates through the rest of the tree to help protect it. Now, it can take a couple weeks to a month for it to really get into the plant. So you might still have some issues at first.
Mm-hmm.
But the great thing about this is a product that lasts a full year in the system of the plant. It protects for up to a year. Okay? So you're going to want to use this now, and then next year, what I'd look to see you do is start earlier. Start at the end of, at the beginning of April. So it allows it to have a couple weeks for uptake into the plant. So when the leaves start, it's fresh for them, right?
Sure.
Another option that people will do is they will do it in the fall versus in the spring, because then it gives it all winter to translocate through the plant. That being said, the issue is right in our future now. If you waited till then, we're going to go through another year of it, right?
Right. Yeah, no, I want to do it now.
So another thing I would look to do is also fertilize the tree, right?
Okay.
Use a tree tone from Espoma and fertilize that at the drip line. So however wide it is, where the farthest out branches are, fertilize there, because your tree has had some issues for the past couple years, right? Let's call it a couple years. It needs something. We need to give it something back, and this fertilizer is only going to help it.
Okay.
Okay, so a combination of the two will really help it get stronger long term. And then what I would look to do is see if there's any, as those leaves are coming out, see if there's any insects flying around, right? Inspect. As the leaves come out, they're kind of like curled up. Kind of inspect it and see if there's anything there. Now, if there are some insects there, what I'd like to see you use is like a BT. So you can buy it in like a trigger spray, and you can also buy it in a concentrate. BT is an organic product sometimes. So you'll hear us talk about it for like the winter moth, but it's also a lot of other like of the chewing insects, the piercing, sucking type insects. So that's what I would like to see you look at to see if you do find insects on it. And if you do, then there's a little bit more to do of a spraying. You might even look at doing maybe an all seasons oil to suffocate anything that's in there. Because they're more likely a piercing, sucking insect, the way that we've discussed, versus a chewing. So the piercing, sucking, we need to suffocate them. And that would be like in all seasons oil. And you can do that at the beginning stages. It's not going to affect the leaves, not going to affect them coming out. Those are just a couple things to see if you could get rid of what's there now, plus protect it long term.
Perfect.
Okay. Great.
I thank you very much for all the guidance, Patrick.
No problem, Tom. Well, good luck.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We got another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Mason is in Cape Cod.
Mason, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have a question about a weed that is so invasive. It's just in all the beds, the driveway, the lawn. I'll describe it. The leaves on the bottom that are in the soil are rounded, and then this shoot comes up, and it's all over the place. And I wondered how to slow it down. I mean, it's like I said, it's in the driveway, the beds.
Now, does it flower? Is it flat? Is it?
Yeah, there's a little flower on top. That's
what,
true.
What color?
White.
Okay. And does it stay short?
Oh, it grows up to about a foot.
Okay. So it'll have leaves on the bottom, and then it gets about a foot tall, and kind of gets.
I believe the flower.
Yeah.
I believe the flower is white.
Okay. So sometimes go ahead.
I don't know what it is.
Okay.
I just thought you might know.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you're looking to get rid of it, we have a number of different ways. And the way I look at weeds is not exactly of what they are, is how they spread, how their growth habit is, to determine which product to use to get rid of it. Now, these have spread. They're not a vine, if you will, but they've spread everywhere. So it's an easy one to look at and say, this is the product I want you to use. And so there's a product by Bonide out there called Chickweed Clover and Oxalis Killer. Okay? It comes in many different forms of spray, right? You can buy it in a concentrate. You can also buy it in a trigger spray, so it's just ready to use, so you just spray it. I like to use the concentrate myself, because the concentrate you can get into a, a spray container and spray it over the entire area instead of having to use that trigger and hit every single one, right? So.
Okay.
What you're going to want to do for the area, and here's the other thing, is it's safe for the lawn. So if it's in the lawn, it's not going to kill the lawn, which is like the best part of this, that you're not killing everything.
Right.
I'm pulling up the how much you need to use for the area, but you're going to need to apply this. It can be, three applications in about 2 week intervals, right?
Right. Yeah.
You don't want to use it, so you do not want to use it on newly seeded grass. It seems like it's not a new seeded grass, so we're good there.
Yeah.
And the other thing you want to do is do not mow the lawn for a couple days before or after. All right? So there's a lot to it, but it is the best way to make it happen. So. We don't mow it for 1 or 2 days prior. If the soil is dry, which right now it's really not dry, they say to water before applying because it will actually slow down the process of it going through and allows it to sit where it needs to. Okay?
Yes.
Then from there, we are looking to mix it. And I'm trying to get that mix rate for you while we are talking here. I'm not seeing it on their bottle here. So you're going to mix it with water, spray it over the top of it, let it sit. And in about 14 to 21 days, you're going to do it again. Because you're not just getting what's here. You're only getting what's here now versus what's coming behind it, where it's in the younger form. So we want to make sure we get what's here now and what's here in a couple weeks. One other thing you want to make sure you don't do is don't mow for a couple days after the application.
Right.
Okay. So the reason being is you want that solution to sit on the leaves of the weed and kill it, right? And slowly dehydrate it using the sun as well, because what will happen is it breaks out the outer coating of the leaf. The sun helps by drying it out, and then it helps kill down to the root system. So that's part of what you're looking to do. I do have a little bit more to tell you, so I want you to hang tight till the other side of the break, because I did find exactly how much we need to use, and I'll explain that after this. For everybody else, our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvance lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvance Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were speaking with Mason in regards to a weed that's in his lawn. It's in the garden. It's on the walkways. It's just everywhere. And what can we do to get rid of it? Just based on the description, I'm seeing it as chickweed. It does tend to go all over the place. It gets a almost a rounded leaf, gets to be about a foot tall, and it will have some white flowers to it. Now, we've gone over what to do, when to do it, what not to do. Now, the amount that you're looking to use is 3.2 ounces and 2.5 gallons of water will do 1,000 square feet. So a lot of, you know, figure it out based on that number. So 3.2 ounces is for a 2.5 gallon. If we, you know, if you have a 4 gallon sprayer or whatnot, that's just going to give you the idea of where to go. You apply it over everything till it drips. And then again, I'd like to see you do it in another application in about 21 days. To get rid of any of that hasn't gotten there. You're going to notice that a lot of it's going to dry out, turn brown, turn black. Rip it up, get rid of it the best you can. I wouldn't put it in like a compost pile. I would just try to get rid of it because it can go back to seed in a compost pile, and then you have chickweed all over your compost pile. So does that tend to help you out, Mason?
Yeah, it does. The product by Bonide is chickweed, what else?
Chickweed, clover, and oxalis killer. They even have a, I think they do have a, like a ready-to-use gallon where it just comes with like a trigger with it, and you can actually spray it all over everything and use it that way if you don't have a pump sprayer.
I have a backpack.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it, honestly. So I would I would definitely look at doing it that way.
Okay. All right. Well, Alrighty. Thank you very much.
You have a great one, Mason.
You too. Thanks a lot, Dad. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Valerie's in Berks County, Massachusetts.
Valerie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I'm calling about probably the same problem as the previous gentleman. Very, very invasive weed that's growing everywhere. I've been told it's either gout weed or bishop's weed.
Okay.
I've spoken to horticulturists. I actually called your father a couple of years ago. We miss him. Checking to see if there's anything new, because they've all told me you basically have to move away. There's nothing you can do about it. It's so bad. I dig down the tendrils. I follow the tendrils. I follow them. I swear to Canada. It comes back even worse the next year. I've done everything. Is there anything new in the market that is pet-friendly that will destroy them? They're growing in between the driveway and the foundation of the house. You name it, they're there. And they're already about 6 inches tall.
Okay. So, in the gout weed is a, I mean, as you've already named, you know, said it, it is pretty resilient. You know, going organic, you know, as you've said, the most organic way is hand pulling, doing that. But that just takes a good amount of time. So, you know, the organic ways of doing it rely on heat and sun to make it work. I would look at using something along the lines of like a burnout, or the natural alternative has a product called Adios. Both these products will use the sun and the heat to dry the plant out and kill it that way. Now, I don't think it's going to do much organically that way. I think there's a lot more to it. I'd like to discuss it some more with you on the other side of the break, because there's not enough time to just explain what else to do. So if you could hang tight with me, when we come back in the 9 o'clock hour, we will discuss a little bit more of how to get rid of this weed. And we will go from there. For everyone else, phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.